Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, May 24th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that President Vladimir Putin is the only Russian official he is willing to meet with to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. Addressing an audience at the World Economic Forum in Davos by video link, Zelensky explained that discussions with Russia had become increasingly difficult in light of Russian actions against Ukrainian civilians, including the discovery of mass graves in areas formerly occupied by Russian troops. Earlier in the day, Zelensky told global business leaders meeting at Davos that the world faces a turning point and has to ramp up sanctions against Russia as a warning to other countries considering using brute force. Following on Zelensky's comments, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki urged the free world to work towards a peaceful solution to the Ukraine war, but this peaceful solution has to mean that Ukraine has to be independent and sovereign. Polish Climate Minister Anna Moskwa announced yesterday that Poland has officially decided to terminate its Yamal pipeline agreement with Russia. In an interview with the Polish press agency, Moskwa said the decision came naturally due to Russia breaching the contract by halting gas supplies to Poland last month. The halt in supplies came after the Polish government refused to pay for Russian gas in rubles. In comments last month, Prime Minister Morawiecki called on Poland's EU neighbors, partners, and friends to similarly renounce Russian oil, gas, and coal as soon as possible. Poland's Central Statistical Office, or GUS, released preliminary results and key findings of the 2021 census yesterday, which showed an increase in the number of non-Polish residents. The 2021 census shows that 99.7% of people living in Poland, or 37.9 million residents, had Polish citizenship, similar to the 99.8% recorded in the previous census in 2011. The reported number of non-Polish residents doubled from 55,400 in 2011 to over 111,000 in 2021. Ukrainian citizens accounted for 47.4% of that total, while Belarusians represented over 16%, followed by European Union citizens at 13.9%, Russian citizens at 4.4%, German citizens at 3.2%, and citizens of Vietnam at 2.5%. Polish tennis phenom Iga Świątek has moved into the second round of the French Open Grand Slam tennis tournament with a 6-2, 6-0 win on Monday against Lesya Tsurenko of Ukraine. The world number one ranked player is looking to claim a 30th straight match victory this season when she faces off against 31-year-old American Alison Risk on Wednesday. Fellow countryman Magda Linette will also have a chance to advance at the French Open tomorrow in her match against Martina Trevisan of Italy. And Gdańsk officials are warning of traffic delays near Granary Island over the next few weeks due to the renovation of the Dolnomieski Bridge on Ulica Podwale Przedmieskie. The first phase of work on the bridge connecting Granary Island to the neighborhood of Dolne Miasto began yesterday and is scheduled to last for the next 2.5 months. According to a spokesperson for the Gdańsk Road and Greenery Authority, the right and middle lanes of the bridge in the direction of Stogi Beach will be closed during this time. Drivers will be able to use the left lane, but are cautioned to expect delays and potential traffic jams as the tourist season kicks into full gear.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with a good chance for rain in the afternoon and evening and a brisk wind coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 20 degrees centigrade or 68 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 12 degrees centigrade or 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly cooler weather is expected for tomorrow with a chance for rain showers throughout the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.